Simen Tzadidalit Sif Gimel. Im Yesh Samach Levatel HaKaf, if you place, let's say, a milchige spoon into a fleishige pot, but there is enough in the fleishige pot, there's enough kazesim of liquid and meat and to be mevatel the spoon in 60 parts. So for instance, if the spoon that was dipped in was one kazayis, there was more than 60 kazesim of soup in the pot, so then HaKadei Vatav Shel Mutarim, then the soup and the pot are both remain mutter, aval hakaf aser. But the spoon, the milchige spoon, is now aser, becomes nas in the vela, it'll become basar b'chalav, and it'll therefore be aser to use beinim basar beinim chalav. You can't use it as milchigs, you can't use it as fleishigs, you can't even use it for pariv. The spoon is treif, and it'll need to be kashered. L'fishihi b'lua mi basar b'chalav, because the spoon will have in it blias of basar b'chalav. Vafilu b'di'eved oiseres. And this spoon even asers, even b'di'eved, imchazu v'tachvua, bein b'basar, bein b'chalav. Kolzman shihi bas yayma. And it'll continue to aser whether you stuck it into fleishigs, whether you stuck it into milchigs, so long as it's within 24 hours from that time that it was used, since it's treif, it will aser for the next 24 hours, it'll be a ben yaymai, and anything it's placed into hot, it will make treif as well. Now the Taz asks over here, why don't we say that when he stuck the spoon in, that he in effect did a hagala on the spoon, because since there were 60 parts, and the food, it doesn't become aser, so let us say that all the bliyas went out of the spoon, and the spoon became parv, it became kosher. So why did, when he removes the spoon, do we say that the spoon is now treif, it's basar b'chalav, it asers? Why don't we say the spoon was in effect kashered by putting it into the meat soup? So the Taz says that first of all, in order to kasher, you need to have reischim. But to draw out a bliya, all you need is yad saledes. So it could very well be over here that the soup was yad saledes, and the bliya goes out from the spoon, but it didn't all go out. Maybe only 90%, 95% of the bliya went out. We don't know how much went out of the spoon. Memela, if you have rice chim, so then we say it draws out the entire bliya. But if you only have yad saledes, it's anything less than rice chim, it doesn't draw out the whole bliya. And then he says, v'oid dimitoi, that a person could come to make a mistake. If we were to allow this spoon as parif, let's say it was rice chim, let's say the person says, I remember, it was bubbling away. Still, we wouldn't allow this spoon, we would consider it to be aser, because we don't want a person to make a mistake and think that if they stick a milchige spoon into a fleishige pot, it becomes parif. But, truth be told, really it would become parif. Now, the Prima Gadim speaks out over here that he says we don't even view this as a suffix. We view this as a vada yisr in this case. He says, to the point that he says you can't even be mitzter if this is a svek sveka. The fact that the spoon was stuck in, and let's say it was boiling, and let's say it was really in effect, it was kashered. So midaraisel chayr, it's not yisr. Prima Gadim chayr agrees that too. But he says, but still, since we treat it as iser, we wouldn't even be mitzdarif this for a svek sveka, that a person shouldn't come to make a mistake. That idea is so strong that we consider it to be vadai iser. However, others disagree. The Marsham, and he brings also from the Sholem Eshiv, and others for him, he shows, from the Birki Yosef also, they show that we see that we're not so machmir. That in fact, if you stick the spoon in, if we know that it was reischim, that really we say that in effect the spoon was kashered, and they say you could be mitzterefit for a svek sveka. Others take it even more kal. The mice of this is very important to know, because especially when it comes to factory, let's say they didn't kasher the kalim. Let's say they did a treif production, nothing was kashered, but then in between they did another product. And that second product that they did, let's say it was enough product went through that it was shishim times the kalim. So in effect it's enough to kasher. Meaning there wouldn't be any nas in the veil over here. And let's say we know, we could see the charts, we could see the temperature of the product. Even though it's sharmashkim, but b'di'eved, we say that you could kasher with sharmashkim. So can we now look at, let's say we're not going to even certify, it wasn't a certified product, but we know that there was product that went through, that was went on this kalim, that was shishim times the kalim, and it was, so can we say, in effect, that there was a kashrin that took place over here? We know it was higher than the last temperature. We know the trefah product, let's say, was made at 170 degrees. The next product was at 180 degrees. So we have, at the very least, the Kabbalah Kach Paltai. And we know that the amount, the product that went through this kalim was more than shishim times, so in effect it didn't even become asr. Could we say that all the subsequent products that went through afterwards really all are kosher? So that would be dependent on this sugi over here. We don't say by the spoon, so two reasons are given. One reason was given is because maybe it wasn't reishim. So here we can see that it is reishim. The truth is, the Ber Heitiv over here, when he brings this, he only brings the svara of that maybe it's not reishim. He doesn't bring the svara of mitoi, that a person might come to make a mistake, which implies that he holds that the ikar is only because of the reishim. So this would be a big question. Well, how would you deal with this? If it's a case of shasat chak, you know, it's a very big hefsim ruba, so the, you know, very difficult situation, so maybe there's room. But otherwise, the ikar is like, you know, we try to go like this, you know, like this, like the Taz says, that we have to be choshish, that, first of all, it's not rice. Okay, maybe that we would know. But also, shema mitoy, maybe a person would come to make a mistake to think that, yeah, by running this product after that product, that's a kasher. No, you should, somebody wants the kasher kalim, they should be mechavin, should be a kavana to be, they're doing this as a cleaning, as a kashering, it shouldn't just be the cooking of the milk with the, you know, I stick in a fleshiger spoon, or I'm cooking meat, I stick in a milkiger spoon, that should be a hagalah. There's obviously no intention over there to make a hagalah, And that's not a proper way of doing Haggal. Even though, technically speaking, you might have drawn out all the bliyas and you might have kashered the spoon, we treat it anyways as though the spoon wasn't kashered. The Shach speaks out over here that when we talk about this spoon being, that it'll stay osir for 24 hours, when do we cheshbin that from? So the Shach says we cheshbin that from when the spoon was dipped into the, from when it was dipped into the meat. So let's say the spoon already was 20 hours, the spoon hadn't been used on milchigs. But now it's dipped into meat, so now it becomes basa b'chalav. And it restarts the clock, and now you have 24 more hours it's going to be basa b'chalav for. It'll be a ben yaymai, like the normal din of a ben yaymai. He says the Shach brings it as a bach, that says that no, in that case it would only be ben yoimai for the next 4 hours, till it becomes ein ben yoimai of the milchigs. And the Shach says that's not true. Once it becomes bas b'chalav, so the clock starts from there. Now it's new, it was nas and avela, it's bas b'chalav, and we have the cheshbin 24 hours from that point. Ricky Vager, though, points out, and he comes to explain the bach. In fact, he thinks that the ikar should be like the bach, because two reasons. First of all, once the milk becomes an einu ben yoimai, so then the milk chelik of it should be nice and tam lefgam. And we have a rule that we say einu oiser, einu neser oiser el makom she iser rishon yachol elech sham. That the nevela chelik, the iser over here can't be more chomer than the iser it came from. And since the iser it came from was because of the chalav, and the chalav itself cannot aser when it becomes ein ben yoimai. Remember, we're talking over here about a spoon. The spoon was dipped into, it was a milchiga spoon. It was dipped into a fleshiga pot, but it had a bliya in it that was already 20 hours old. That bliya, whatever comes out of it, became bottles. So that we're not talking about. We're talking about what remained, the milchiga bliya that remained inside the spoon. Now it got fleshigs that came into it and made that bliya of milchigs inside of it became nevela. But the bliya didn't go out. The bliya stays inside that spoon the whole time. So that bliya that remains inside the spoon, that milchiga bliya, in 4 more hours it's going to be nice and tam lefgam. So why should we say that just because it became nevela now, it became iser, before it was heter, it was milchigs, now it became basa b'chalav, but why should we say that the chelik of milk that's in it should be aser for 24 hours? No, we'll say it'll only aser for 4 more hours. Okay, but good, but you'll say, but the fleishigs that's nas in the vela, that will remain aser for 24 hours. He says, no. Once the milchig component is no longer iser, so now I have sort of a hafrada between the, I'm separating the milchigs from the fleishigs. I'm saying the milchigs is now lefgam. So who says that the fleishig alone has the ability to aser? The only time basur b'chalav could aser is when there's a combination of both the milk and the meat. Once the milk is lefgam, who says the meat can continue to aser? That's Riki Eger's, that's one mahalach that Riki Eger says to explain the Bach, why this spoon can only aser for 4 more hours in that case. Also, he says, another explanation, because we have chalav reason, there's a machlekes whether you say chanan inside of a blia in a kli. Maybe you can only have basa b'chalav if there's a ban, who says that inside of a blia of a kli there's such a concept of creating basa b'chalav? So since the ikar effect, the ikar halacha, we pass in that there isn't, we're machmer, unless it's a makam hefsid. But shaloi b'makam hefsid, we're mekel, that we say that there's no chanan in a blia in a kli. Also, additionally, there's another svari here as well, that as soon as he takes the spoon out, so long as the spoon remains inside the fleishiga soup, the shishim times it, so whatever comes out is all heter. The spoon doesn't become usher at that point. The spoon only becomes usher when I remove it from the fleishiga soup. At that point, it should become a klisheni. Like we said in the past, that when you remove a spoon, when a kli, you remove all the liquid, all the contents of a kli, you empty it. At that point, it becomes a klisheni. So when I draw out the spoon, at that point, we should say that the spoon is a klisheni, and a klisheni doesn't have the ability to create basar b'chalav midaraisa anymore. So, therefore, that's another reason to be mekel, that we like the Bach, and therefore the Riki Eger ends off. He says if it's not a makam, unless it's a makam, if it's a makam hefsid, he thinks there's reason to be mekel like the Bach, that it should only aser, the spoon should only aser for the next 4 hours. If we combine this with what we said before, that according to the Taz, really I kashered the spoon. Okay, that would have to be reischim in order to say that. But if it was reischim too, where really mekel din, you kashered the spoon, so then even more so, there's reason to be mekel in such a case with all these snifim that the Riki Eger is adding on over here. Okay, the Mechaber continues over here. V'im ein samach. What happens if you didn't have 60 times the spoon? Then hakol aser b'hana. Everything is now basar b'chalav midaraisa. Everything is aser b'hana. Afilu hakadera. And even the pot itself, because the pot will be balua with the yisr hana of basar b'chalav. Therefore, the pot itself is also aser. Ach, mutar lases l'teicha peris, oitzainain, but you could place into it fruit, or you could put cold things in it. Kivin shayna nene mikofayasr. So long as you're not being nene from the blia of basar b'chalav that's in it, so the metal itself, or the wood, or whatever the kli is made out of, that itself is not aser. It's just the blia in it, which is aser because of basar b'chalav, which is isur hana. The Taz points out over here that the food though that was cooked, it's aser b'hana, you can't even feed it to a stray dog. Even though it's not your dog, you're not mechuyev to feed it, but that's also considered a hana. We find by Hilchas Pesach, it's brought that you can't feed chametz on Pesach to even an animal that's not yours. So you can't, if you see, let's say you're at a person's at a zoo, on Pesach, he sees there's a cookie, and he wants to just kick it over to feed it to one of the animals in the zoo. It's not yours animal, you're not mechuyev to feed it. Still, you're not allowed to do that. That's also considered a form of hana, because you're using the chametz in order to benefit. People pay money to get wafers to feed animals. So that's also considered a form of hana, that you're feeding animals. However, others, the Mekor Chaim, that's the Chavis Das, and Sivis, he disagrees and holds that you could, by Pesach you can't do that, because there's a special limud, there's a special drasha that teaches us that all forms of hana, even including that, are aser. But he says, by Basar B'chalav, we don't have that extra drasha. Memele, he thinks that by Pesach, that by Basar B'chalav, it's permitted, and it's a big machlekes, so the Pesach Tshuva brings the Tzadim, Lekan, Lekan. But otherwise, in terms of the pot itself, it's considered, the bliyas in the pot are considered asabana. The Pesach Yeshuva also brings out the Chassam Sefer says you could sell the pot to a guy, because that's not considered being nener. You know, the guy doesn't pay you any extra for the bliyas inside of it. Therefore, the fact that they're bliyas does not make it, does not change the price, and therefore you could sell the pot to a guy. If you don't want to kasher it, or if let's say it's a kli cheres, you can't kasher it, so you could sell it to a guy. Okay, tzadi dalid, simin tzadi dalid sif dalid, im ein ha-kaf ben yoymai, but what happens if the spoon was not a ben yoymai? So until now we've been discussing where it was a ben yoymai mochig spoon that you placed into the soup. What happens if it was not a ben yoymai? Then ha-kdeir v'tav shum mutarim. Then the pot and the food are all mutar. Fa-kaf, also l'chatchila, Beinim baser, beinim chalav. But the spoon is also l'chatchila to use both with milchigs or with fleishigs. Now, the mechaber really holds that you could use it, the spoon, with pariv. It's only also with milchigs or with fleishigs, but we've discussed in the past that there is a chumra of the Ramah. The Ramah would hold that you should not use it, not with milchigs or with fleishigs. Okay, umikol makah b'diavid einai seres, but if I did use it, the mechaber holds, it doesn't aser kiven shlohaisa bas yoma, since it wasn't the bas yoma at that time. And of course, this means that if I use it with the same min as I just used it with now, the same reason it doesn't aser the first time I use it, it won't aser the next time I use it either. But of course, if I put it into a fleishig pot and now I put it into a milchig pot, so then of course it will aser because it'll be a bas yoma from the fleishigs. But what the mechaber means is if I had an eina ben yoma, a spoon that wasn't used in 24 hours of milchigs, I stuck it into my fleishig pot. So it doesn't aser my pot, it doesn't aser my food. The spoon I can no longer use with milchigs because it has bliyas of fleishigs in it. I can't use it with fleishigs either because it has the original bliyas of milchigs. But if I stuck it into another fleishig pot, it will not aser the same reason it didn't aser this first fleishig pot that I put it into. Of course, l'chatchila you're not allowed to do it. Again, according to the mechaber, you would be allowed to use it with pariv, but according to the Ramah, you would not.